We have some huge breaking news that is immediately making headlines. The largest cover-up of the second Trump administration was just exposed after we learned that Trump axed an FBI investigation into his own border czar, Tom Homan. This happened after undercover FBI agents found out that Tom Homan was taking cash bribes before Trump took office in return for a promised contract once Trump did get into power. So Tom Homan was essentially giving $50,000 cash bribes out, saying that we will focus in on your contracts once we get into power if Trump wins. Now, the FBI found this out in an undercover sting. They had undercover FBI agents figure this out, which we will talk about. And then the FBI decided to wait. They decided to continue their investigation quietly to see if Tom Homan would actually follow through on his promises and give the contracts that he took money for before Trump took office. So then they waited. And once Trump took office, they were still waiting until Trump axed the investigation. Trump decided to quietly nuke the investigation, hoping the public would never hear about it, hoping that Tom Homan would never get exposed, and ultimately hoping that this corruption could continue. Yet MSNBC got their hands on this reporting, and I want to break it down. Before I jump into this article and we break it down together, break the news together, I just want to say this. We need accountability when this next Democratic administration takes office. When I say accountability, I mean through legal, nonviolent means, like through the courts. So just know that. But we need direct accountability. When the next Democratic administration takes office, I want Donald Trump's Qatari jet to be dumped into the ocean with nobody inside of it. I want Elon Musk to be investigated. Tom Homan should immediately be investigated. I want that gold statue of Trump that they're building in DC to be melted, and I want that wealth to be redistributed to the people that Trump screwed over. I am so sick of these people getting away with no accountability, and Democrats seem too weak, too scared to even threaten anything back. We're in this weird environment where Republicans continue to escalate and Democrats continue to apologize for Republicans' escalation. So again, when the next Democrat gets into power, I'm only going to vote for a Democrat who promises to investigate Tom Homan, Tim Pool, Elon Musk, and all of these people. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, my little rage fest, I want to break down this. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents. Trump's DOJ shut it down. The FBI and the justice officials closed the investigation, which a Justice Department appointee had called a deep state probe in early 2025. I'm so sick of this inversion of reality. Donald Trump could take a $6 billion bribe and then brag about it online. And if we launched an investigation into it, they would call it a deep state hoax. It's just so sickening and annoying. In an undercover operation last year, the FBI recorded Tom Homan, now the White House border czar, accepting $50,000 in cash after indicating he could help the agents, who were posing as business executives, win government contracts in a second Trump admin, according to multiple people familiar with the probe. Okay, let me just restate the absurdity of that. Donald Trump's current border czar was caught last year saying that he could give FBI agents who were posing as business executives contracts, specialty contracts, once he got into power. Now, they were waiting to see if he would do it, and while they were waiting, they axed it. The FBI and Justice Department planned to wait to see whether Homan would deliver on his alleged promise once he became the nation's top immigration official. But the case indefinitely stalled soon after Donald Trump became president again in January, according to six sources familiar with the matter. In recent weeks, Trump appointees officially closed the investigation after FBI Director Kash Patel requested a status update on the case, two of the people said. Kash Patel needs an investigation into him as well. I'm sorry to say this, and I thought that President Biden was a rather good president with legislation, but looking back, he was rather weak on Republicans. Merrick Garland, who President Biden appointed, was rather weak on Republicans. Now, this is no disrespect to President Biden, but man, we need somebody out there who is, like if Republicans thought they were being targeted by Biden, they have no clue what being targeted means, because now they're getting into power and they're actually targeting Jimmy Kimmel. They're actually targeting Harvard, Columbia, ABC, NPR, all of these news organizations are being directly targeted, yet they are whining and crying about Merrick Garland? What did Merrick Garland do other than allow Hunter Biden to get repeatedly screwed over? My entire point is, this next Democratic administration better go hard. And as much as I did appreciate President Biden, I feel like there were times when he was calling for unity and none of us really realized that bubbling under the surface, there was a monster of, you know, just violence and nothing close to unity. And that is what we are seeing manifest with these ICE raids and under the Trump administration. It's unclear what reasons the FBI and Justice Department officials gave for shutting down the investigation, but a Trump Department appointee called the case a deep state probe in early 2025, and no further investigative steps were taken. The federal investigation was launched in Western Texas in the summer of 2024 after a subject in a separate investigation claimed Homan was soliciting payments in exchange for awarding contracts should Trump win the presidential election, according to an internal Justice Department summary of the probe reviewed by MSNBC and people familiar with the case. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Western District of Texas, working with the FBI, asked the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section to join its ongoing probe, quote, into the border czar and former Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Tom Homan and others based on evidence of payment from FBI undercover agents in exchange for facilitating future contracts related to border enforcement. Homan, who served as acting director of ICE early in Trump's first term, openly claimed during the 2024 campaign he would play a prominent role in carrying out Trump's promised mass deportations. What do you know? The scumbags who have no empathy also act like unempathetic scumbags behind the scenes. I'm talking about Tom Homan here, but I'm also talking about a lot of these other people. Like Trump's FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, recently said, we're going to do this the hard way, we're going to do this the easy way. Or maybe he said it the other way around. We're going to do this the easy way, or we're going to do this the hard way. He's literally using gangster tactics in a Trumpian-type way to intimidate media companies, which is insane. White House Deputy Press Secretary Abigail Jackson slammed the probe as blatantly political. Yeah, that's the political piece. It's not you guys nuking the probe rather than letting the investigation run its end. If this was a blatantly political investigation, then you should have nothing to worry about. Let the investigation run its course and review it and see if there is actually corruption. But no, it's blatantly political to nuke the investigation. In a statement provided to MSNBC, FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said, quote, this matter originated under the previous administration and was subjected to a full review. So here's what happened. Undercover FBI agents posing as contractors communicated and met several times last summer with a business colleague who introduced them to Homan, and with Homan himself, who indicated he would facilitate securing contracts for them in exchange for money once he was in office. On September 20th, with hidden cameras recording the scene at a meeting spot in Texas, Homan accepted $50,000 in bills, according to an internal summary of the case and sources. FBI agents and Justice Department prosecutors took no further investigative steps in the final months of 2024 and expected to keep monitoring Homan to determine if he landed an official role and would make good on steering those contracts. When special agents in Texas began probing the subject's claim that Homan was soliciting bribes, the White House border czar, 63, was president and owner of a private consulting business. So it is absolutely absurd, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos exposing this corruption, drop a like, subscribe below. I will link this MSNBC article so you can share it around to your loved ones, and we will cover this relentlessly. If you're not already following the Adam Mockler feed on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, make sure you're following across platforms so you never miss a post. I love you all, and peace out.